The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to be taking callers. We already have some today. But first, I want to introduce what the show is about and also my wonderful guest that I'm very excited to have on the show. We will be taking callers, as I said, 1-800-930-2819. And today what we are talking about is chakra empowerment for women. And so this is about working with your energy body to heal, awaken, and manifest. Yay, manifestation. So learn ways to access and activate the individual energies available through your chakras when you need them in your daily life. Understand your feminine energy body and how women's and men's energy cycles differ so that you can use your chakras to maximize your vitality and focus on, excuse me, I've got a co-host here, Stella, who wants her presence known. Yes, Stella is co-hosting the show with me. Sit down now and be good. So we want to maximize your vitality to focus in and incorporate self-healing, including that from trauma, so that you are able to move forward rather than being trapped by your past. I just love this. So Lisa Erickson is a chakra-based energy worker specializing in women's energetic and sexual trauma healing. She is the author of Chakra Empowerment for Women, Self-Guide Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, and Finding Overall Wellness. She is a certified in mindfulness meditation, instruction, and trauma sensitivity, and offers web seminars and private consultations. She is also the creator of the popular Daily Om course and Awakening Your Feminine Chakras, and writes a long-standing blog called Mummy Mystic. I love it. So Lisa, welcome to The Truth is Funny.
Thank you, Colette. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's just awesome. We were both just laughing. We, you know, met before, right, just before the show here. And we noticed, I was explaining to you that I'm working on a painting, Synchronicity, right now. And synchronistically, here we are wearing almost the exact same dress.
I know. We have the same color on. I almost never wear a necklace. We're both wearing a necklace. I barely wear my hair down. We're both wearing our hair down. So, yes. And maybe my cat may make an appearance, too. So
Stella's decided she's leaving now. She just had to make sure. Okay. That she let everybody know that she's the one who's really hosting the show.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of synchronicity anyway. So.
Yeah. So Lisa, first and foremost, congratulations. You just launched a book. You got to tell us about that first and foremost.
Chakra Empowerment for Women, as you said, and it's really designed, it's structured around 12 tools. It's meant to be a very practical, how do I bring chakra energies into my daily life when I need them kind of book, as opposed to chakra meditation. It's more, how do you access the energies you need when you need them? But I've woven in the two areas that I'm the most passionate about, which is women's energetics, like how our subtle body changes with our cycle, menstruation and pregnancy and perimenopause and menopause. All those physical changes we go to also have an energetic cycle to them. And then I've woven in sexual trauma healing and how to work with the chakras for sexual trauma healing, because that is very important to me and a big part of my practice.
This is awesome. Like, so we already, as I said, have callers, which we'll take after the first break. Okay. But I really want to, you know, tap into your energy here and have you explain, because a lot of people talk about chakras, mm-hmm. but I just want to like a quick explanation of how you would describe chakras. A lot of our audience is familiar with them.
Yeah.
But I would really like to have your take on what chakras are.
Yeah. Well, the whole energy body, my take on the whole energy body is it's this interface between the physical body, the subtle body, that is, the energy body is an interface between the physical body, mind, and spirit, right? So when you enter, it's like we have these levels. So when you're working at the energy body level, you can use that as an access point, both into impacting the physical for physical healing, and impacting and releasing emotional obstructions, mental limitations, karmic patterns. You can go either direction with it. And as we know, a lot of physical illnesses, a lot of emotional issues reverberate through all the levels, right? So you can work them at all the levels. And so that's why I like energy work, because I feel like it's right in the middle where you can go both directions with it. Mm, and the chakras to me are, they're energy centers. And there's actually a lot of different mappings. In this book, I'm working with the 7 chakra mapping that most people see when they see a chart of the chakras. But I work with the lower chakras very differently, because those are really where people generally need to work for sexual trauma healing. And I find many women really need to work in the lower chakras a lot as well.
That's so interesting, because a lot of times in my deck, mm-hmm. Tales from the Vector, I have the 7 chakra cards, mm-hmm. but I started at the base chakra. And a lot of people say, well, you should go from the crown down. And I say, no, we're human beings mm-hmm. and we're in 3D planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And most, as you said, I have attitude is the base chakra, and she's a red dragon. And then I have that orange dragon manifester, which yeah. is the sacral. And then I have courage, which is the solar plexus. Now, most of my dragon paintings take about 6 months on average to do.
Wow.
And because I, like I do all my, put all my energetic work into them. Mm-hmm. But that courage dragon, she's yellow, mm-hmm. and she took 3 years. So, you know, that's something I really, you know, I find that for a lot of people, it's the lower chakras that need work first. And so just tell us a little bit about that. Like,
yeah. Well, and I think also, like, both you and I are attracting a lot of people that are very spiritually oriented. So often what happens is, or very energetically oriented, they're in fact really well developed in the upper chakras.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Perhaps, you know, in third eye and heart, perhaps less developed in the lower chakras. And I think especially what that impacts manifesting, that impacts embodiment, that can impact sexuality. It impacts a lot of different things, physical health, you know, that root chakra is so important. And it's really, if you don't have that root chakra really linked into your physical body, you can in fact do a lot of visualization work and affirmation work and even energy healing work that's very up here, and it doesn't actually take at the bodily level, because that between the subtle body and the physical body is not there. So, and part of the reason I'm so focused on the lower chakras is because I work with a lot of sexual trauma survivors, and those lower chakras are what tend to be the most impacted. And really, this is true of all trauma in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's true of almost everything, is that first and foremost, we have to be able to ground ourselves onto this earth. And so I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy. And that is like the study of what happens to the body due to the emotions, et cetera. And for a lot of people, I mean, if people are caught in financial concern or, you know, like traumas like that, you know, just there's all sorts of traumas, not just sexual. That I find that that the base chakra quite often will be weak.
Yeah.
And the pelvic floor will be weak. And then that affects the jaw, and the jaw affects the pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, as you said, and then all the energetic bodies around it. So there's a lot going on. We're very complicated. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if the foundation of your house is not strong, that impacts mm-hmm. the whole house sitting on top of it.
And that's exactly what I say.
see synchronicity. Yeah, and I think with trauma, I really that disconnection from the lower chakras, I really relate it to disassociation, what therapists call disassociation, right? Mm-hmm. At the mental level, and in the psychological community, we talk about disassociation as being strategies we have. We kind of disappear in our mind to survive something difficult. Mm-hmm. At the chakra level, what it often means is we sort of disconnect from our lower chakras and just stay in the heart upward, and they're not anchored with that strong foundation. And it's a kind of like energetic disassociation.
I totally love this. I just love this. What I've been noticing with a lot of clients, et cetera, when I do private consultations, and a lot of people that have been sexually traumatized have this thing where they disassociate. And it's really obvious when they're doing it, because they'll be talking about themselves and then all of a sudden they'll go into third person. Mm-hmm. And you can just feel them jump out of their body when they do it. This is what we have to take a short break right now. But what we'll do is when we come back, and I mean, this is fascinating. I love talking about this with you. Right. And then we do have a couple callers who are patiently waiting here. So we'll take these two callers that have called in so far here as we talk about this. And this is Colette Marie Stepp, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and From Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Stella here, who's the co-host. Just trying to keep her quiet here. She's very excited because we have this most beautiful, energetic guest on the show today, Lisa Erickson. And she is like, can feel the energy.
So like she's a yogini there.
She's like, look at that. That's not downward dog. I don't know what we call that. She's a funny little thing. So we do have callers that have been patiently waiting. We're talking about chakras and chakra empowerment. And we were just talking about the lower chakras and that. So if you would like to call in 1-800-930-2819, feel free to call in. And Zach, we'll take our first caller here. If you have a question or you want some energy work, we have a powerful energy worker that we synchronized our clothing and everything.
We have Diana from Kelowna. You are live on The Truth is...
Good morning.
Hi, Diana.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay.
You're very welcome.
You helped me not too long ago with just exactly what you're talking about this morning. So it's very interesting because I had problems with my leg and my hip and what have you. And that's...
I love that. Did I hear you say that in past tense?
Yes. Of course.
So what happened after you phoned in? What happened?
Pardon me?
What happened? How's your leg?
It's much better, much better. Don't have that constant pain all the time now. So I want to
Wow, Lisa, I'm just going to explain to Lisa, Diana has been, I think we first met at on your birthday at the Holistic Market and Fair. And
that's right.
And you had a 3-card consultation with me. And you were in a lot of pain in your leg for 3 years because of having a bad accident, slipping and falling and breaking your leg. And I told you, you know, and this is what Lisa and I have been talking about, is that rarely is physical pain really just physical. And you can ask energetically, is it non-physical or is it physical? And for you, it came up more relationship. And so then... you called into the radio show, I think, a couple times, but now the pain is like, the pain was at over 10. Where's your leg at now?
Oh, I would say it's like most of the time during the day, it's maybe at a 2.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. So this is awesome. You know, what can Lisa and I do for you today?
Okay, I was calling about something a little bit different. I've booked a flight, of course, to go to Palm Springs, and it was canceled this morning due to weather, I guess, in Calgary. So I'll be going out tomorrow. I just wondered if you could strengthen, you know, things for that vacation, that it goes well. And just one other thing, my grandson dislocated his knee, and so he's having problems with that. And I'm just wondering if you could give some strength to that
okay.
as well.
Okay, so... Let's address this on baseline, the trip being canceled. Where are you? 10 being I'm freaking out and so disappointed, and 0 being I'm totally neutral to this.
No, it's okay. It's just the times that are disappointing, but that's okay.
Okay.
Getting to the airport at 4 in the morning
okay, so,
instead of 9.
You know, Lisa, you know, I just can feel her energy moving here, like working on you. So, Lisa, what would you like to say about the trip first and foremost?
Yeah, I think the main thing that
it's just that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Lisa was just answering the question here. So go ahead, Lisa.
I think the main thing that I was feeling, it was to bring calming. I do feel that I was feeling like she will be making the trip and to just stay calm. And it's going to be I know the Palm Springs area very well. I'm not that far from there. And that there's just a tremendous amount of beautiful energy there that she can bring into her into her body and her being. And I was almost like feeling that already happening. So I feel like it's going to happen. So
sunshine, lollipops.
And the desert energy is really amazing, amazing energy, especially for seeing, especially for third eye, opening third eye and seeing. And that's really where my mind was going. Yeah, so I wasn't feeling any big obstacles personally. How about you?
No, you know, when it's not uncommon for us to have snowstorms like at this time of year and it to interrupt, you know, travel. A lot of that is because a lot of people are going for like holidays right now and going for early Christmases and late. What happens is people are all putting their energy into, oh, I hope the flight isn't canceled. And the universe just hears the flight is canceled. I've had that happen a few times. And sometimes what happens is you meet the most amazing person on the plane when you get on the next one.
Yeah.
I was going to say
the other possibility that would you, Diana, be listening to this call if you were on that plane? I wonder if there's anything in this call that is important for you to hear. Some of the stuff that we were talking about related to trauma and lower.
I think that's very possible because it sure does relate to some of my issues, right?
Mm-hmm. And so how do you feel about your trip now? Just give us a number. 0 being totally neutral, 10 being I'm freaking out.
Oh no. It's probably a 1 or something.
Yeah.
My main thing was what I'm going to be gone for 3 months. And I was just kind of hoping that was going to go smoothly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting it's going to be an all new adventure for you there, like Lisa said. So now your grandson's knee, what was he doing when he, you know, which first and foremost, do you know which leg it is?
Yeah, it's his right leg. And he was dancing when that happened. And it just twisted around, I guess, and went almost right around or something. And then he had to go to the hospital in an emergency and have it put back.
So basically his kneecap went to the back of the knee?
Almost, apparently.
Wow. And what kind of dancing?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He was dancing.
The ambulance had to come and take him to the, into the hospital, and they had to kind of reset it.
Okay. So this is interesting. You know, what number are you at when you think about that happening to your grandson? 10 being, oh my gosh, and 0 being, it's okay, he'll be fine.
Oh, I guess I'm probably at an 8. I was definitely at a 10 at the time it happened.
The thought of it is like, excruciating. So Lisa, in your experience here with knees turning around, it's almost like dancing with 2 left feet. Was this his right leg?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, what are you getting?
Well, I'm getting really, it's a message to, I really am getting, there's a message to stop in here, that there's something that needs to be reassessed. Mm-hmm. In his life, there's something going on that he needs to kind of stop and rework. Mm-hmm. That has to do with, you know, foundation and all of that. I think the injury itself will heal and at a normal trajectory and not become chronic, but that it's kind of a message in some way. So I'm sort of, if I were talking to him directly, I'd want to hear more about the circumstances.
Yeah, like he was dancing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting in general.
Yeah. So when I get in touch with this, it's not uncommon sometimes for people to have mismatched body parts. Mm. And was this his right leg?
Yeah.
Diane? Yeah. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
So the right side is about moving forward and in life. And his knee, while he was dancing, and usually when people are dancing, they're having fun. His knee went the other way, and exactly what Lisa said, it's almost like he's being told to go in a new direction in something. So we're just strengthening all of that. And I also feel like, you know, this could heal very quickly. Once, and sometimes the universe does put you under arrest. Have you ever had that happen, Lisa?
Absolutely. Yeah, after the birth of my first daughter, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. And that's interesting. So thank you so much for calling in, Diana. Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
And she'll, you know, enjoy that beautiful snow we just got in Kelowna here this last night also.
Okay, thanks, Colette.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we do have another caller, and we only have a few minutes before the next break. So I'm going to take this next caller. And just find out from her what it is that's going on. And then we will come back and talk some more about this chakras. I'm having so much fun doing energy work with you, Lisa.
Yes, me too, Colette. Thank you.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can get in contact with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And you can also get in touch with me at talesfromthevector.com. And on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette, I've got a Be Irresistible for my telespas, which I'm having one, the telespa is tomorrow, and we will be working on Posture Perfect. And I just wanted, Lisa, because we have time right now, for you to share your contact information with everybody. Mm-hmm. and tell them how can they reach you, and tell us how can they purchase your book, all of those cool things.
Yeah. Well, the website for the book is chakraempowermentforwomen.com, and you can buy it on Amazon, of course, both US and Canada. Amazon are carrying it, and Barnes and Noble and Indigo and all of those. And Llewellyn is the publisher, llewellyn.com, if you're familiar with them. But if you go to chakraempowermentforwomen.com, you'll find links to everything, my blog, where to buy the book, a web seminar that I'm doing related to the book, all of that information. So,
and you wanted to share just what that was, that you have as a little gift for people, that there was something that you were that you had sent in your information.
I totally forgot about that. On Goodreads, I'm running a book giveaway. If people are familiar with goodreads.com, sign up there, look for chakraempowermentforwomen.com, and I'm giving away 25 signed copies. So you sign up and print copies. Goodreads runs it, and next on the 18th, which is next Wednesday, I believe they'll do the drawing, and 25 people will receive that signed copy.
Cool. So they can go, and how do they reach that?
That's goodreads.com.
All right, cool. Okay. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I forgot to mention, we're also on Facebook Live. I've got the amazing Lisa Erickson here with me. She's celebrating the launch of her new book. And we are talking about chakra awakenings. We had Marie on the phone. We seem to have dropped your call. Marie, call us from Paris. We could use some of that Parisian sunshine. but for now, we'll just take the next caller, Zach, and see what we can energetically shift here.
Yes, we have Julie from Ontario. You are live on The Truth is Funny.
Good morning, Julie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What can Lisa and I do for you today? Or do you have a question you would like to ask Lisa? What would you like here today?
I feel like I have a lot of second chakra stuff going on. But I guess in particular, I've kind of sort of brought it up before, but just a lot of vulnerability around I guess I have this kind of ongoing, off and on sort of a sense of crush on somebody, and just to be able to sort of speak my truth and, you know, have it, yeah.
Okay.
Be able to own my voice.
I think you picked the right radio show for this one.
Yeah.
So I just like to get a baseline from people just so we can kind of track progress. So on a scale of 10 to 0, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm really freaking out about this person, and 0 being whatever, they'll be lucky if they have me.
Yeah, no,
where are you on that scale?
It ranges from, like, right now I can be a 3, but I can go off the chart. So just
I love it. Okay, what, Lisa, like, yeah, I'm gonna hand this over to you, because this, you know, sexual trauma, we're not just talking physical trauma here. We're talking also about, like, the trauma of finding someone that you want to have sex with. So go for it, Lisa, enlighten us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm interested to hear, well, from your perspective, what's holding you back? Give us just very briefly, what's holding you back? So we can read.
It's a therapeutic relationship.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So what I'm really feeling like is centering in the heart, and then imagining what I would love to see you do right now is imagining light coming up from your heart through your throat and out your mouth. And it's just as if opening up this doorway to speak your truth so that a dialogue can happen around it. And then in your second chakra, I really am feeling it more in the heart than the second chakra at the moment. I don't know. What about you, Colette?
Well, I'm just getting the confusion that the sacral chakra is like all about, because that's, you know, your sexuality, et cetera. But that's kind of more base chakra a lot of the time. And like you said, this is a fear of opening the heart. And what's coming up is a fear of being vulnerable. And so, of course, if we want to express from the heart, what would you suggest chakra-wise here for her?
Yeah, well, I do like to work with this visual. And actually, the second chakra can be very helpful for a woman to sort of center in imagining a beautiful light in your second chakra, in your pelvis, a beautiful light in your heart. And then just imagine that light is pouring from both of them up through your neck and out your mouth. And just doing that visual, go into a conversation like this to really center in both the heart and the vulnerability of the second chakra in order to speak truth. This is a relationship that hopefully there's already some trust built around it, since it's a therapeutic relationship. So that sense of expanding upon that trust and opening, I feel like it'll be a tremendous relief, actually, to finally speak about it in this case. Tremendous relief.
Yeah. And so for the heart chakra, my dragon for that, she's a beautiful pink and green dragon. Mm-hmm. And she's flying through the air upside down. And her name is Unfettered. And the little saying on her card is, the difference between failing in love and making it in love is a matter of I. Failing and falling in love, the difference between failing and falling in love is just a matter of I. So just remembering that every relationship we have, especially intimate ones with significant others, is a reflection of who we are coming back to us. So our number one relationship is with ourself first and foremost. So coming from that vulnerable space and being able to really strengthen that for you. When you get in touch with your number, where are you at right now?
I'm not reading it as much. Yeah, I think that owning that vulnerability and, you know, not knowing how it'll go. And yeah, but I'm responsible for my own voice and my own heart. And whatever happens, if I just do that, that's a win for me. So
I love it. That's what we call neutrality.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
That was really cool. I really appreciate when our callers call in and express themselves in this way. It takes courage to do so.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and ultimately, you know, what we're doing is energetically shifting this for everyone that's listening now, listening later. I call it the Higher Self Network, HSN, where we're constantly in chat. And so, Lisa, what else would you like to share? Have you noticed that, because you mentioned that you were put under arrest after you had your first daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you, would you consider was it a difficult childbirth?
No, really what happened is that it was like I have to go back to Julie because it's just on my mind. I am feeling like there were so many people listening to the call for whom that was relevant. So I just when you said that, I just was like feeling it. And I just wanted to say also, you know, even in cases where you don't get the response you want, when you open up from the heart and you speak, opening up that dialogue allows you to move forward, because there's really nothing worse than being stuck.
Well, and, you know, you and I were talking, because we just met this morning, for 10 minutes. This call for this show. And, you know, you were telling me how you were feeling vulnerable about doing it this way because it's not a format that you normally had. And I was sharing I'm part of a project called the Replenishing Life Project with Morgan B. and Lucy Anchard. And they're that will be launching in January. But on the call, I was saying, like, I was terrified to go on video. And still, it gets me a little, you know, but I'm as I push my limits, then I am able to, I just feel like so proud of myself.
Yeah.
That I'm doing it, just doing it.
Well, every time you do that, you put yourself forward. That's what opens up the potential of co-creating with the universe, right? Because you're saying, okay, universe, I'm going to put myself out there now. Whatever I get back, you know, you'll incorporate that, and you'll incorporate that into, as feedback into, you know, what happens.
I just love this. This is awesome. Yeah. Are we due for another break, Zach?
It's about that time, but you can skip it if you would like.
Well, I kind of would like to skip it because I would like to get some more. I just love working with you, Lisa.
It's up to you. Yeah, and I can answer your question too. So whatever you want.
Yeah. We're talking about sexual trauma, and how the chakras can empower us. But you also talk about how to manifest. Mm-hmm. From, you know, and how to use your chakras in everyday life. And for some people, that just is like, ha. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tie that into the question that I kind of halted on in terms of what happened to me after the birth of my first child. I had been meditating with the chakras for many years, almost 15 at that point, on a path where you bring the energy up through the chakras into the crown. For mystic mm-hmm. experience, which is very common. That's in chakra meditation traditions, that's typically how it's taught. And after the birth of my first child, which of course is a big second chakra opening, the second chakra is the spiritual doorway for birth, right? Mm-hmm. I had this physical crash. I had a lot of physical health issues that I had never had before in my life. And it really was this remapping that needed to occur. And it also led me to study women's energetics and how your energy body changes. And what it really did was brought me into a new relationship with my body, really understanding embodiment in a new way. And that is really what is required for true manifesting, that link into those lower chakras. We all know people who have a lot of ideas, a lot of insight. That's mm-hmm. all this upper chakra activity, but then to birth it, it has to come all the way down through you into this realm. You have to be connected in those lower chakras. So I really work with the downward path of the chakras as the manifesting path. The upward is the spiritual, the downward is the manifesting.
I love this because when we're talking about these energy centers, it's also when my mom was passing, and I worked on her chakras, and that's when I wrote the protocol for my book. And it took me like about 12 hours to write it. Mm-hmm. And as I was working on it, because she was at the hospital and I was at home at the time, mm-hmm. I had just left her, and I saw her spirit leave her body.
Oh, wow.
And so I said, hey, Mom, I know how much you hate hospitals. Come home with me and let's work on your chakras, right? And so, and it was like also a beautiful experience birthing, you know, birth and death are so intimately connected. And as you said, the manifestation of that, the universe requires consistent steps of action towards goals in this third dimensional world. So if a person is just sitting and meditating mm-hmm. and they have all these wonderful ideas, that's cool too, because every idea we have, every thought becomes the property of the entire multiverse. Having said that, to really be able to harness that energy and bring it into this 3D world, that's where really, really cool shift happens.
Yeah. And that's why trauma healing is so important, because it so often impacts those lower chakras. It can impact manifesting in a lot of ways. It can impact someone's ability to act in this world because they're living in this more cerebral or more energetic astral level, as opposed to really down, fully balanced through all the chakras.
Yeah. This is fascinating how like pulling that energy. So you were in a situation where you just had your baby mm-hmm. and you were having a lot of health issues. And what was the underlying energetic reason, let's say, for that, that you, like the leading weakness that you discovered or the root cause?
there were a few different layers to it. One layer to it.
Yeah, usually they are.
A lot of layers. So I'm like, how deep do I go into this? You know, there was some karmic stuff that having a child actually helped me release related to kind of persecution karmas locked into the second chakra. And I would say for anyone out there that's a healer, that's a in a spiritual path, et cetera. I mean, this is most often a part of our history, whether you believe in past lives or simply ancestral wounds. We have a lot of healers and mystics that were persecuted over the years. And we have that kind of ancestral DNA. So there was a certain amount of that that was being held in my second chakra that got released through having a child and then manifested physically. And I had to process that. It was also learning to manage the mother-child energy line. There is an energy line that mirrors the umbilical cord. And especially if you're energetically sensitive, learning to manage that new energy line takes practice. And it takes time to understand how to manage that and to care for yourself at the same time as you're caring for your child, how to balance that energetically. So it was really this, that was the main two things that I was working with at that time and that I find a lot of women work with postpartum.
I just love this because, you know, I don't think of childbirth as traumatic so much as, but as a natural. But for myself, like with my first daughter, I was on bed rest for five months. And so what I, you know, working on that now, recognizing that here I was excited and you know, that I was going to be giving birth. And I'm in the hospital on bed rest and being told that, you know, you got to be very careful not to move or this baby won't get enough oxygen and she'll die and you could die. And, you
so
know, my,
scary. You
know, yeah, it was very, and when I look back on that now, I wasn't really, honestly, I wasn't that concerned at all because
right. Some part of
I knew
it was going to be okay. Yeah.
I knew I saw my baby. I saw her soul. I saw, you know. So I was like not worried about it. I was more irritated by having to lay there. But and this is very interesting because at first I really fought it, which is how I ended up in the hospital, right? When you're being put under arrest and you don't listen. So, you know, I fought it. But then when they told me that, well, the baby won't get enough oxygen if you don't lay still, I was like a rock. Like I would do it for her, but I wouldn't do it for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about that line between there? Like what, when you went through that, you clearly manifested a solution because here you are, all your glory.
And then I had twins. So I've survived that too.
Oh yeah. Twins too.
19 months later, I had twins. So yeah.
Wow.
I learned a lot
wow.
In a couple
wow.
of years.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was an identical twin. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I know a little bit about twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you feel that, you know, what was it that got you through that and made it possible for you to get pregnant with twins like 19 months later?
Yeah. I really had to, I did a lot of healing in my lower chakras, which anchored my upper chakras. So even I felt as if I had a strong energy body overall going into it, but really there was a lot more work to do on those lower chakras. My upper chakras were very well developed, my heart and my third eye. I was a very good seer, right? But it wasn't all fully anchored in those lower chakras. I had healing to do there. And once I did that, I think I was able to boundary myself much better because our energetic boundaries are primarily rooted in our root and our navel chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me to filter out the energy so I wasn't as impacted as an empath by other people's energies. And then I could manage this shared energy between my children and myself much better.
I just love that. I love how you explain it. We do have someone who's just called in. I'm just checking the time here because we only have, Zach, how much time do we have?
About 5 minutes left.
Okay. Well, Lisa, do you want to take one more caller here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Zach, who do we have?
We have Trisha from British Columbia. You are on The Truth is Funny.
Hello, Trisha. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Trisha.
I'm quite interested in the topic of today.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to work on clearing my own trauma. as well as finding out how to help my clients.
Okay, so just to give Lisa a little bit of background here, because we're really short of time. Radio time flies by so fast.
Yeah.
So Trisha is actually one of my students, and she's one of my dragon seers. We call her Quake Shift. And she transferred from the automotive industry into empowering, she's First Nations, and she's empowering foster children from First Nations to keep their culture.
Wonderful.
And I love this. And Trisha's also like been, she was adopted at the age of 3 months, and there was a lot, you know, in her background. So I just wanted to fill you in on that. And, you know, just what you can say to Trisha about that, like just the fact that she's doing what she's doing now, and she's asking for this information for her clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I instantly felt was like this earth energy coming up. Sorry, I'm another phone calling. Earth energy flowing up.
Talking about mothers.
Oh, I know. You know what it is? Would you believe it's my daughter's orthodontist calling to confirm her appointment? Okay, I've turned. I forgot. I thought I had everything set. No, I'm feeling earth energy coming up, and what I'm really feeling is there needs to be more flow from the earth through the root, through the sacral, to the navel. What I'm feeling is like a locking in the navel chakra, which I find is very common in trauma survivors. There's like this pattern of trying to muscle through life, like having to be a survivor and be self-sufficient and push so hard and make everything happen, and making everything from the third chakra just willing through life, as opposed to allowing the earth energy to come up through the root and sacral and power the navel, like allow power to come through you as opposed to just having to self-generate it. So I don't know if that resonates, Trisha, but that's what I'm really feeling.
That's beautiful. That's okay. Beautiful. You know, we talk about this, like you have to be able to have your handle, having both feet on the ground here, grounded on this earth, strong to traveling at the speed that the earth is traveling at and the speed that your life is. Thank you for calling in, Trisha. We've run out of like minutes here.
I can hear your heart though. I think she's going to help. Trisha, I feel like you're going to help a lot of kids. You have a lot of power coming through you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's been doing such amazing work, and very like really, 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 really so stoked that, you know, you recognize this
and
also,
beautiful
Lisa.
Heart. Beautiful heart.
You can feel, like how, because when I first met Trisha, it was some years ago, but her heart was more closed because she had been injured a lot as a, you know, from her life experiences, damaged in some way. It's like we all have, you know, we go through different things. And now to feel this heart opening and all this beautiful energy. So, you know, we only have like 2 minutes left here, if that. So I just want to get just a last, thank you, Trisha, for calling in. And I want to get just, last words that you would like to just let people know about, you know, what you're doing, whatever.
My message, which I think is similar to your message, is we all have more power within us than we can imagine, because power is coming through us. And there's lots of ways to work with that power. The chakras are one way, because at the inner source of every chakra is a doorway into just pure light. So working with the chakras is one way of clearing your obstruction so the light can come through you in the way that it's meant to do. And that's what I'm here to do. That's what you're here to do. And chakra empowerment for women, this is one modality for doing that. And if it resonates for you, I hope you'll look it up.
Cool. And, you know, as I've said, I also have some seminars coming up in the new year. And I'm at Illuminate. Just to let everybody know, Illuminate is here in Kelowna. And I'm opening on Thursday night along with our wonderful keynote speaker, Elizabeth Beads. And I'll be setting an affirmation for success and 3 energetic upgrades that will empower people to find what they're looking for at the psychic fair. Mm-hmm. You can check out my seminars and also my teleconferences. As I said, I have one tomorrow night. thank you all for listening. And thank you so much, Lisa, for all your beautiful energy. I had so much fun with you today.
Thank you, Colette. I did too. It was great.
And thank you, Zach, for producing the show, and Dr. Pat and the rest of your team. Thank you for giving us all this opportunity to share this information. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time with the amazing, my amazing co-host, Karen Batten. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye,
Lisa. Bye,
Doc. You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit Darcy.